Well, what's up, everybody? It's time for this edition of Street Zyder 2 Turbo.
Turbo.
Or Marvel versus Trendcom. No, forget that one.
Trendcom 2.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was just playing Capcom versus Marvel on like an arcade cabinet that had like every fighting game in it.
Nice.
But I was like actively trying to play that. I was playing with Her Majesty, and I gave her that work.
Good for you. Although, no mercy.
I just told her, look, she was fighting with Chun-Li. I'm just said, yo, hit the fierce kick as hard as you can. If I get near you,
hit that spin. Yeah, it's over.
She got it.
Chun-Li delivers the work.
It me, Miles Gray, and that DJ Daniel.
What up?
Over there. And let's just get into some of the things that are trending. A Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, trending because.
Woo!
I mean, I'm not really up on what the relationship is between everybody in Public Enemy at the moment, but Flavor Flav is apparently no longer a part of the historical, legendary rap group Public Enemy. As they said, they are permanently moving forward without him.
After 30 years.
Dude, after more than 35 years.
Damn.
A lot older than me.
Damn.
Older than Prince Harry.
Damn.
And so this comes just a few days after... Flava Flav, through his lawyers, sent a cease and desist letter to Bernie Sanders over Chuck D performing at the Bernie rally that happened in L.A. yesterday.
Which is hilarious on the surface.
Yeah. I mean, they're fight the power. This campaign is, it seems like most people are aligning that message with Bernie's campaign. And then Flavor Flav. I mean, it must have been the answer to 99 out of 100 questions is always money. So I'm curious what was going on there.
Yeah.
But this statement from Public Enemy says, Public Enemy and Public Enemy Radio will be moving forward without Flavor Flav. We thank him for his years of service and wish him well. Wow.
Yikes.
Wow. Apparently they said... They didn't want, there was something going on with some of the imagery, maybe promoting the show or what they felt was going to be at the show that was going to be using the hype man's quote, unauthorized likeness image and trademarked clock, end quote, to promote the rally. So that was, I think that was a bit of the mix up. Whatever. And also Flavor Flav is for Michael Bloomberg.
So washed.
No, actually, he has not endorsed any political candidate. Come on, Flav.
I mean, if he's not endorsed Bernie, he's washed. So there you go.
I mean, he could be voting for, I don't know.
He's running out of
options. I don't know what skin in the game Flavor's got politically, but
yeah.
I'll vote for Flavor Flav to have another flavor of the, when you watch him like with modern eyes, you're like, maybe not this show.
You know, you'd be surprised that someone with clocks around their neck isn't with the times.
And I'm going to ask you to put in a bomb sound after that, after the fact, because you're not at your sound.
Woo!
Yeah, that one landed quite well on its feet. What else do we have? Okay, so there's also a thing, the New York Post, people were searching potatoes butt or potatoes ass, because the New York Post was saying that there was like a group of people who are unable to seek medical help for hemorrhoids who have been using the internet, and some of the internet tips have been saying to put raw potatoes in their beehole.
Okay, we're science Zeitgang. Either back this up, I don't laugh.
A lot of the people who thought like, here we go, here's another fake ass story. Seems to be a lot of people on the internet saying to try the little slices of cold raw potato to soothe your inflamed tissues. But again, I think like most of these things, this is born out of people not being able to afford medical care. So you go to the internet, and this is where shit like put taters in your butt comes from. So, I mean, I understand that. I've tried a few methods on the internet before for things that I thought would work. Turns out maybe it did. Maybe it was a placebo effect.
Wow.
No need to – please put the potatoes down. They say, look, just go for like a Preparation H type thing or witch hazel, tux pads. They say, look, if you got to do it, just don't leave the potatoes alone.
Yeah. Okay? Use the real shit that's made for it.
Thank you.
Protect your butt.
At all costs. Really, really, really underrated. Mm. Really, really underrated.
Mm.
Also, we were talking about Wendy's breakfast. That's also, trending today because it launched today and they are just giving away free whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I know McDonald's basically said, I think today McDonald's was like, Wendy's is launching a new breakfast menu. Well, guess what? Today's National Egg McMuffin Day. Come through for a free sandwich. And now Wendy's is saying, hey, baby, come on by and maybe we'll give you a little hookup.
Bow.
Yeah. You can get a free honey butter chicken biscuit.
Ooh. Okay. Free honey butter.
I love that combination of words.
I'm definitely a fan.
Do you eat Wendy's though regularly?
No, but just honey butter chicken biscuits in general, I am a fan.
How many years passed before you actually ate Wendy's for the first time?
You ready? Mm-hmm. It was 19.
You were 19?
I was 19.
I was 16.
Wow.
Because there weren't a lot of Wendy's in the valley.
Correct.
And you had to kind of drive a little bit, or the one that was like sort of deeper in North Hollywood. And I was never going out there unless I was trying to cop. You know what I mean? If I had to re-up real quick.
On Wendy's.
Yes.
Yes.
First two letters are the same. Then I started a couple friends of mine who had come from places where Wendy's is more prevalent put me on. Mm. I actually enjoy the burger.
Yeah. It's not bad. Look, fresh beef. Spicy chicken sandwich, not bad.
Having a spicy chicken is good.
I mean, yeah. It's acceptable.
Maybe we'll go test that.
It's acceptable.
Later on. Mm. Let's see. Another thing that's trending is Valorant. Okay, here
you talking about language.
Right.
Now
you're
talking about language.
Here comes Gamey McGamerson.
Woo!
I mean, not to say that I don't fuck with games too, but
it's okay.
I'm casual. I'm a casual
baby.
What the fuck is Valorant?
So Riot Games, the company that made League of Legends, company is Riot Games, and people have been.
Who are you running that bot lane in League of Legends?
Right now I'm running that Misfortune, maybe that Lucian. Anyway,
okay, just want to know.
No more Sona Taric, unfortunately. That meta is out.
Also, what about Taric, dude? Does he have new skin yet?
No new Taric skins right
now.
Oh,
my God. So
anyway.
Obama was president last time Taric had a new skin.
I mean, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, so Valorant is the first game that's not made within League of Legends, made by Riot Games. So they've made a couple other games that are kind of variants of League of Legends. Valorant is a first-person shooter that kind of plays similar to Counter-Strike, if you're ever familiar.
Yep. I went to many internet cafes.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. So some elements of games like Overwatch, but it's more a team-based tactical shooter like Counter-Strike. They just released a 2-minute and 40-second teaser video of some of their in-house dev testing gameplay, and people are already stoked.
Really?
Yes.
This is how I look at it, right?
Please.
I'll play a first-person shooter. I'm not quite the... fanatic for first-person shooters.
Sure.
I typically will play the campaign mode in a Call of Duty.
Totally.
But online, no, miss me with that because I'm so terrible.
No problem.
I don't enjoy being completely
being trash.
Gone within the minutes of the game starting.
Yes.
Aren't there enough of these games?
One would think, yes. There's totally.
So, okay. Overwatch, I know, is huge. People are loving Overwatch.
Love Overwatch.
Is that less tactical? That's like just every man for himself type
game? No, it's definitely very tactical, but I would say the main difference between Overwatch and this game we're talking about here is a focus on the, specific shooter elements of the game, and that's where the Counter-Strike comparison comes in, because Counter-Strike has been the hands-down gold standard for team-based tactical shooters in esports for generations and generations, ever since original Counter-Strike 1.6 and now Counter-Strike Global Offensive. It is the gold standard for shooters. And so what Riot Games, the game that they're trying to get into, is the kind of realistic shooter world where Overwatch owns the cartoony, tactical, abilities-based game.
And all kinds of shit,
where you're not necessarily concerned about using guns as much. Counter-Strike is still a specifically guns game. So more like Valorant is more a specifically guns game like Counter-Strike.
Interesting. Mm. And are you stoked?
I'm extremely stoked, yeah. I mean, I love Riot Games. They make awesome games. Their company is obviously in hot water for a lot of inappropriate behavior towards their female and non-gender identifying employees. And,
oh, really?
It's been pretty gross. Like, their higher-ups have been really inappropriate towards a lot of the employees, and there's lawsuits that are currently in action. However, those people are not the people who are making Project A, which is now known as Valorant, and I'm excited for this game, and I'm excited for all of these people involved in these trials to
get 128 justice. Tick servers, at least 30 frames per second?
That's a really big deal.
Almost like min-spec computers?
I can't really stress how important 128 tick servers is, because it is huge from a competitive standpoint.
What's a tick server?
It just means how quickly everybody's information is getting to each other.
Oh,
so
got
a
it.
Lot of games used to do this thing where they would guess what the other player was doing before it would happen on your screen.
Oh, right.
And
so sort of like extrapolating.
Exactly. And it's actually why Counter-Strike is the biggest first person or the biggest competitive shooter in the world, because they have 128 tick rate servers and super quick.
Dude, love it. You love to see it, dude. 60 to 144 frames per second on modern gaming rigs, bro.
Bro, let me tell you something. You're getting your frames. Getting your frames, dude.
I mean, dude, a global spread of data centers aimed at like less than 35 milliseconds for players in major cities around the world, and netcode we've been obsessing over for years, and a commitment to Andy Chi from day one. I mean, guys. I mean, with that, I don't know where else to go. Also, just side note, apparently the dude who started Trader Joe's, he passed away on Friday.
I know, that's so sad.
Is it? I mean, I didn't know him, but...
How old was he? He was old, right?
He was old. He was like in his 80s.
Okay. Well, then he lived a good life. His business is successful. I mean,
and then I think Germans own it now. It's like a German company owns it now, which is why I think the snacks have gotten better. But don't tell him that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for teaming up with me on this one.
Thanks for having
me. Look, now I won't look stupid when I go hang out with my FPS crew later.
You just let them know. 128 tick servers.
Yes. Dude, 128. I'm going to get that shit tatted right now.
Yeah, baby.
All right. We'll see you all tomorrow in the morrow because we'll have a very special episode. You'll want to tune in for that. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.